नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। याद अधातु मतः ब्रह्मन् देह आरंभः अस्य धातुभिः यदृच्छया हेतुना वा भवन्तः जानते यथा यद्धातुमतो ब्रह्मन् देहारम्भोऽस्य धातुभिः यदृच्छाय हेतुना वा भवन्तो जानते यथा यद्धातुमतो ब्रह्मन् देहारम्भोऽस्य धातुभिः यदृच्छया हेतुना वा भवन्तो जानते यथा यद्धातुमतो ब्रह्मन् देहारम्भोऽस्य धातुभिः यदृच्छया हेतुना वा भवन्तो जानते यथा अधातुमतः विदाउट बीइंग मटीरियली कॉन्स्टिट्यूटेड ब्रह्मन् ओ लर्नेड ब्राह्मण देह द मटीरियल बॉडी आरंभः द बिगिनिंग ऑफ अस्य ऑफ द लिविंग बीइंग धातुभिः बाय मैटर यद् ऋच्छया विदाउट कॉज एक्सीडेंटल हेतुना ड्यू टू सम कॉज वा ईदर भवन्तः योर गुड सेल्फ जानते एज यू मे नो इट यथा सो यू इन्फॉर्म मी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। ओ लर्नेड ब्राह्मण द ट्रांसेंडेंटल स्पिरिट सोल इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द मेटीरियल बॉडी। Does he acquire the body accidentally or by some cause? Will you kindly explain this, for it is known to you? Purport. Maharaj Parikshit, being a typical devotee, is not only satisfied by confirming the importance of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Brahmaji by disciplic succession, but he is still more anxious to establish the philosophical basis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is a science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as such, all questions that may arise in the mind of a serious student must be cleared by the statements of the authority. A person on the path of devotional service may inquire from his spiritual master all about the spiritual position of God and living beings. From the Bhagavad Gita, as well as from Srimad Bhagavatam, it is known that qualitatively the Lord and the living beings are one. The living being in the conditioned state of material existence is subjected to many transmigrations, the continuous changing of the material body. But what are the causes of the material embodiment of the part and parcel of the Lord? Maharaj Parikshit inquires about this very important matter for the benefit of all classes of candidates on the path of self-realization and devotional service to the Lord. Indirectly, it is confirmed that the Supreme Being, the Lord, makes no such material changes of body. He is spiritually whole, with no difference between his body and his soul, unlike the conditioned soul. The liberated living beings who associate with the Lord in person are also exactly like the Lord. Only the